These readings this week are filled with notions of mercy and repentance and change, transformation, change of heart. And the first thing we want to notice is that this happens not so much on our part, but as a prior action on the part of God. In the relationship, God is always the instigator. We respond, but God initially calls us. So everything in salvation has to do with a prior action by God. Now, that's actually a very saving kind of thing. It's a relief for us because then it doesn't so much depend entirely on us. We don't have to save ourselves. We are saved by God. We don't have to, by our own willpower, by our own strength, by our own perfection, save ourselves. It's a prior action by God. So, for example, in that first reading, I will remember their sin no more. I will create in them a clean heart. And that was our responsorial psalm as well. This won't be like the covenant that I gave with people when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. This is a new covenant that I'm going to write upon their hearts. So one generation won't have to teach the next generation the law. It'll be written on their hearts. They will be transformed. They will be my people naturally by grace. And so they won't have to do that much on their own part. It's an action of God. This ability to be transformed, the ability to be transformed into Christ, into godliness, is something that we have to hear over and over again because we live in the world of the flesh. We live in that world that is tainted by sin, that world that has its allurements and its attractions and its illusions that we could be saved by owning this, by doing that, by becoming this, rather than be children of God, rather than be brothers and sisters of Christ. To believe in that, we have to make a very important and kind of scary step, and that is the step of death. We have to accept that if we're going to be transformed into Christ, we have to let go of some other things, that we have to die to ourselves. And we hear that here over and over again in the liturgy and in the scriptures, that God is the dyer. God is the one who is always dying because God is not afraid of death. Because each person in the Trinity recognizes that the complete gift of themselves to the others is not a losing, but it's a winning. That the only way to resurrection is through death. And so Jesus announces in the gospel his coming death. He says, I came for this hour. There's a human dread in him, but there's a divine resolution. This is why I came to this hour, to die. And so he says, when the Son of Man is lifted up, then I will draw all people to myself. Okay, lifted up means two things. It means glorified, but it also means lifted up on the cross. To be lifted up from the earth for Jesus is to be lifted up on the cross and crucified and live that horrible death. And in doing that, I will draw all people to myself. But he's hinting that the disciples have to do that too. Where I am, there also will my servant be. What's true for me is also true for you. And so we live that out sacramentally in baptism and Eucharist. Years ago, we were baptized in that font. We died with Christ. We died to the world. We died to sin so that we could rise with Christ. And here at the altar, we celebrate the memory of Christ's death on the cross. This is a memorial act. But a memorial act is not just nostalgic or just historical. It's it's a memorial act to which we join ourselves, in which we identify, in which we become more and more sure of who we are as members of Christ's body, as children of God, as reflectors of God, being made in God's image. Something about that dying is just natural to us, even though the world is always telling us it's not natural and pushing away death and denying it and saying, oh no, we worship the fountain of youth and we try not to grow old, we try not to do this or that. Despite all that message that we're constantly getting, here we get the true message. The message that death isn't really ultimately scary. That death leads to life. And that dying to ourselves and giving to others and self-offering is actually who God is and who we are. And so in this sacrificial act called Eucharist, we are remembering not only who Christ is for us, but we are remembering who we are, re-identifying with the truth, with the life that is eternal.